from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting voters are casting ballots in the South Carolina Democratic primary. Polls opened in the presidential primary election early Saturday, where Democratic voters will choose between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Columbia, South Carolina, voter Misty Snow said that she is voting for Clinton.
Here to vote for Hillary. Hillary was the best choice for me personally. It was between her and Bernie, and I believe Hillary's experience speaks for her.
Another Columbia voter, Sherman Goodwin, said he had too many doubts about Mrs. Clinton and voted for Sanders.
Sanders, because Hillary is polarizing. She hadn't been showing herself, to be honest. Just a Clinton history.
Statewide polls show Clinton leading Sanders by a commanding 50 percentage point margin heading into the vote. This is the final contest before next week's crucial Super Tuesday vote, when more than 1,000 delegates for the Democratic presidential nomination will be up for grabs. A suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. Witnesses in Kabul saw rescue workers transporting dead and wounded to the hospital in the capital city immediately after the bombing. The attack followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombing and claimed it had killed 23 officers and wounded many others. The Afghan Defense Ministry said two soldiers were among the dead in the Kabul blast. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. State media reported a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamiyya in Hama province killed two soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in Latakia province near the Turkish border. The truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, took effect at midnight Friday Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement Friday that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. In his weekly media address, U.S. President Barack Obama said that all parties have to keep their commitments for the ceasefire to work.
All parties must end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of this is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments. The coming hours and days will be critical, and the world is watching.
The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition fighting Iranian-backed Shiite forces in Yemen have killed at least 30 people at a popular market northeast of the rebel-held capital Sana'a. Yemeni officials are quoted as saying the strike in the Nim district killed mostly civilians and left burned bodies strewn over the area. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief reporters. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era, with reformists and moderate conservatives creating a friendly venue for President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. Reuters News Service reports that reformists won 29 of 30 parliament seats reserved for Tehran. Hardliners won the other seats. Preliminary results from Tehran in voting for the Assembly of Experts also showed moderates doing well there. And finance officials of the world's 20 biggest economies meeting in Shanghai promised to use all policy tools available to promote growth and avoid competitive devaluations of their currencies to boost exports. A statement said that growth should continue at a moderate pace in advanced economies and remain strong in the developing world. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.